Patch going fishing all the time. He be going fishing too.
All right, it's time for Fish World.
I catch more fish than you.
With Leaf. I just invented a new name. Leaf is.
It's Fish World.
Welcome
to Fish World.
One of the things people maybe don't realize is that we chat for some time before we decide, okay, it's time to record, just so we can kind of catch up. But today's going to be fun. You got some cool stories. So
yeah.
I don't know where we should start. I mean, you've been busy doing some kind of fishing that ordinarily you don't get to.
Yeah. Yeah. Take you know, I just kind of been trying to remind myself that, you know, high water season on the Met How is definitely not the best of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, get on to some of that stuff that's going to warm up soon or just those windows that'll close.
Good point.
Such as my, my other interest in spiny ray fishing or Bill Dance style bass fishing. It's a lot of fun. It's not always, some folks will look down their nose at it, but I just don't care because it's a whole lot of fun.
Hey, man, there's some parts of the country where that's the whole, whole shooting match.
Yeah. But, you know, it just gives you a chance to think tactically. Very, very different. You know, generally, like the other day, I went out with my 7-weight. I'm using 0X line. I'm throwing stuff just straight into heavy cover and just trying to kind of bring stuff right back out of there pretty quickly and heavy. So it's nowhere near that same kind of technique that you're usually thinking of with lightly dapping a dry fly down onto the surface. So.
No, that's what I mean. You've been doing some different things.
But yeah, a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you, my whole childhood is made up of fish and spiny rays.
Yeah.
I mean, it was years before I even had the opportunity to see a trout. So
yeah, it was fun. You know, I took some clients out to one of our best mixed species lakes there with Patterson the other day.
Oh, yeah.
It's a repeat client of mine that always really likes, if I can think up an idea that actually, there again, something different, includes keeping some fish. He really likes to eat fish, put some fish away in any different kind. He really has liked the whitefish in the past, too.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, he was really into the idea of possibly getting into some kokanee. So I figured, hey, we can try our hand at some kokanee. And I said, you know, if that doesn't work out, we always got some prickly fish to go play with up there, too. And just kind of like the reports have been lately, it's been a bit slow on the kokanee. We got into one, lost it promptly right in front of the boat, and that was all we saw of them all day. But, man, it was... It's not often I see something I haven't seen before in this business now.
Oh, great.
You know? And it was his dad who you know, demanded... And I should say, has all the means in the world to do anything he wants, but demands to fish with these rusty old peach cans and like green bean cans that he had in the back of his car. And he has done this, I guess, forever. Huh. He's, you know, he'd lived or spent a lot of time down in Argentina. And so he was even, that's how they fished there. Huh. And I've actually seen a few Latin and Central American folks fish with Gatorade bottles before. But this was like
wrapped around the bottle.
Yeah. And they're just, you know, the Gatorade bottle kind of, you have like a nice little groove in there that acts almost like a spool. But this is just straight on the can where it takes a lot more finger, almost like using a thumb on a, I don't know what those bass reels are where you have to hold the thumb drag or whatever on it. And so he's using his index finger, I think, more or less to slow the line. And he'll take, it was a pretty big spoon, and spin it around his head like a lariat, which I was at first like, man, you better be good at this if you're doing this in my boat. I don't want to catch these in the back of my head. And I think his son had told him, if you're not good at this, you can't bring it in a boat, Dad. And sure enough, he had no problem. He was just launching it. Not for a second did I feel like the guy was out of control. He'd obviously done this for years. He could lob that thing out there and reel it back in with such control that spoon would have really good action. And he was getting quite a few fish to come after it. But unfortunately, you know, we weren't getting into the kokanee, and it's a little bit hard with the spiny rays. You know, it's more of a jigging thing rather than a straight reel. But he did manage to get one crappie to hand. So he landed a fish while I was with him that way. And
well, interesting.
I was just amazed. I was blown away. It was great.
Well, maybe it's a little bit like Tinkura, but
Tin
Canura.
Yeah,
or Tin
Canna.
I don't know. Tin Canna.
Instead of taking out the reel, you take out the rod.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah, but yeah, big props to him. We had a great day. We switched gears, caught a bunch of crappie.
Yeah.
And they went home with those and a couple nice perch and had good fish fry. So
good for them.
I would recommend, you know, definitely people fly fishing, gear fishing, whatever, take your kids up there.
Yeah.
From the shore, it can be done, but even just with a simple little boat, if you can just get out from the boat launch, turn around and fish back at that woody structure with like a bobber and crappie jig, or in this case, we are having a lot of luck with the indicator and balance leech. So
nice.
And poppers. Poppers are a lot of fun. That's how Sarah and I later went back, and she was able to at least get the male cohort of this pair of bass that we had seen up there that day, but were unable to get after. And boy, the female, that one was huge, but we didn't see her that day, unfortunately. Mm. So yeah, otherwise, you know, the river's open. It's been high. It's been fun. It's been something that, just like I always say, at this time, definitely approach with caution. And you can see by my wet pantalones right now that I've been out just, you know, wet wading, because I've been under knee deep to get to some of the spots that I want to get to. I'm really just getting my toes in the water to cool off right now and able to hit the water I want to straight from the bank and not really take any risks or anything. I haven't even gotten in my boat yet because... you know, it's just pretty crazy out there right now. So
I think that's probably what you want to leave people with. Don't get out there. Yeah. And even boats, it's like, just wait a bit. Just,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But have been catching some really big and some really nice fish. So, you know, it's definitely time to start thinking about it. Keep your eye on the graph. It should just do nothing but get better. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, if you want to book a trip or you just need some solid fishing tips, you know, I'm your man, and you can get a hold of me there at 429-7298. You can check me out at the blog and podcast there at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. And I'd like to send a shout out to some close personal friends that we lost out of our community this week. Ones that were near and dear to a lot of us. Miss Libby Bergenholtz O'Damon, just a great lady, and I've known her since I was a kid, and she'll be missed. And my good friend Eric Huff, always thinking about y'all. I love you, and get your fish right on.
Right on.